Arcane Analysis is brought to you by BlizzPro.com, partnered with Legion by Lenovo and Intel. Follow them on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Legion by Lenovo or visit LenovoGaming.com.
The portals are open. The refreshments are conjured. Settle down for Arcane Analysis.
Welcome to episode 6.5 of Arcane Analysis. Tonight, I'm joined by my co-host, Allie. Katie happens to be AFK at GDC this week, and we're going to have a quick chat about burnout.
So burnout, I guess, is hard to explain as a topic. I mean, we all feel it to certain degrees and certain extents, but what burnout means to a certain individual really kind of is a little bit of a personal thing, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah, people burn out at different levels for different content and for different reasons. And I've had it from just personal issues to issues with the groups I were raiding in or lack of stuff to do.
Right. And I think that it's hard to really grasp it into a single thing. I mean, a lot of topic recently that I've been hearing is coming from the top end, the bleeding edge, the world first guilds and people like that, the people that are competing on that level, have, especially in the last two expansions, the notice and the commentary is that, you know, this expansion killed this guild and this expansion killed this guild. And I think it's just because, at least my opinion, you've always seen that rotation. You've seen people burn out really quickly and leave hardcore progression. You don't typically see the majority of raiders continually come back expansion after expansion after expansion. And you see quite a high turnover. And the people that have really stuck with it have kind of held guilds together. And some of those people are making their exit, they have other things in their lives, or that they are themselves actually experiencing burnout. It's hard to remember sometimes that this game is, 12 years old now
or something? Yep.
So, I mean, the people that have been playing from the start are the big, the big names that you hear. Maybe suddenly it's time for them to make their exit finally. I mean, after 12 years, if you started playing when you're 18, now you're 30 and, sorry to make that glaring for some people, but priorities change in life, and so suddenly you're trying to find time to do other things. And something I'm experiencing, I'm just tired with constantly feeling needing to be on the game. Even as more of a casual player now, I still have this mentality to be somewhat completionist. I want to improve my character, and now that I'm kind of playing two characters, I feel torn. Do I play this character to help my other raid group continue progressing on my new alt, or do I, work on my main, because that's the character that I'm really pushing my personal progression on? And
there's a lot of investment to just let him sit by the wayside. It's definitely one of the motivators for me of always playing my mage. There's other characters that I love to play, but from expansion to expansion, that interest changes, and I always maintain my mage the most, because that's the one that I'm so terribly invested in. If I deleted one of my alts, I wouldn't care. If my mage got deleted, I don't know where I would pick up in the game again, I guess. And even myself, I've experienced burnout for, like I said, varying reasons. One of them being in between Wrath and Kata, I decided that I wanted to go whole hog hardcore raiding, and I did, and it killed kind of raiding for me, and I've just always been riding kind of that downward spiral until I actually quit, besides just kind of going in for group hurrahs and not any kind of progression effort, and what feels to me like being carried, because I'm not spending wee hours of the night doing raiding, examining logs and looking at strat videos and drawing diagrams and taking notes and that sort of thing. So for me, it's like, I'm basically being carried because I only have to kind of listen to what the raid leader is saying on the fly.
Do this, don't do that, watch out for this. And just when it's just one person trying to learn a fight, it's much easier than a whole raid group for certain. And so, I mean, I see your thing there. I kind of made that transition into hardcore raiding at the same time as you did, and it was tough. It was exhausting. There was a lot going on. I was just, if I wasn't doing, at the time, schoolwork in college, I was raiding. I was, you know, farming materials. I was working on my character. I was making sure that I was looking up strats and checking gearing, and, you know, my bags were filled with gear because, you know, you had to prepare for the eventuality of a certain drop here or a certain thing here.
Yeah, and just having constantly to swap out pieces, because if you got this one, then this one didn't work very well, or your ratios and your soft caps were off. Yeah, like I still love that to a degree because I like having that interchangeability. But yeah, it's just definitely not on the level that it used to be. And it's one of those things that I kind of regret just getting so just mentally downtrodden by my hardcore raiding experience, because of the group that I was in was just really abusive and toxic. And I think if I had, you know, joined a different kind of group, that experience would have been very, very different up until today. But I've had big long breaks, like 8, 10, 12 months off from the game, because I've had to, just to kind of mentally reset. But it's also at the expense of, like, there are just certain sacrifices that I've had to make. Like, I used to be really into achievement farming and mount collecting and pet collecting and stuff like that, but it just got to a point where, like, I feel like I can't catch up anymore, or I don't want to make the 6-month investment to push into it, so I just kind of, like, dabble here and there. But that's the concession that I've made of, I don't have the time that I used to. I'm not putting 40 hours into the game a week like I used to be. Which is kind of, almost kind of gross to admit that, hey, I raided and I played that much, but I did. I raided 6 nights a week for, I think, 2 years straight. Because raiding on my main wasn't enough. I had an alt raid that I maintained as well. but, like, I was younger, I was broke, and WoW was, like, the cheapest, best, most efficient hobby for me, so I put a lot of time into it because it's what I could afford when I was, like, 22.
Yeah, certainly. It definitely provides the entertainment per buck. My friends, when I first started playing, my friend commented, oh yeah, my parents pay for all of us to have an account. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, isn't that expensive? Well, you know, the price of the month of for all of us to play is pretty much the price of all of us going to the movies once, and, you know, maybe going out to dinner once. And so instead we just kind of chill inside and we get together as a family and we play WoW. And so that was kind of a jaw-dropping thing. So yeah, I mean, definitely easy on your pocketbook when you sit down and think of it.
Yeah, I mean, money that I didn't spend going out, I eventually put into a down payment on a house, and I'm not kidding when I say that. Like, you know, that was 2 good years of playing WoW and not doing much else other than, like, my one vacation was, you know, scrimping and saving for BlizzCon, and that was it. And the rest of it was, you know, buckle down time, which is, you know, I felt really good buying a house at 25, so, like, I have no regrets in that, but it's funny if you pull it out of context, like, what those investment choices were made, and not just, like, monetarily, but mentally, emotionally?
Socially? Yeah, no, yeah. Certainly. I definitely skipped out on a lot of events at college because, you know, I was going into that hardcore rating thing, and I think it helped attribute to where I am today because I realized that I was missing so many other things. And so I stepped back a little bit. Well, when I couldn't raid progressively, I had to reevaluate where I could stand in the game. And like you said, I stopped farming mounts because, well, if I'm going to raid and still raid to a certain degree, well, I have to step back on mounts because I still need to do the farming here. I still needed to do the farming there. And, you know, slowly right now, you know, for a while when Legion's bought or dropped, I was doing every single world quest on my mage and doing every single artifact thing I could get. I was doing PvP for the extra artifact power. I was trying to get all the warden towers and really just gunning into it. And, you know, everybody laughs at me because I have 150k garrison order or the class hall resources.
Really?
Order hall resources, yeah. And that's just on my mage, and I quite literally have stopped farming them just because I realized how far ahead I was, and people are talking about, oh, I only have 1,000, I only have 3,000. And I'm like, what? Really? Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of those people. I float between, like, 8 and 12K, but I don't actively farm them out either. Like, I never did. I was always just kind of scraping by enough to get my research done and then enough to do, like, turn them in for bonus rolls. But just, again, I was just applying enough to get by. But I was doing every single AP thing that I could up until 35, and then, you know, took a bit of a break to go roll another spec. But as soon as I hit my 35 in that one, I went right back into grinding AP, and then I decided I needed alts. And I kind of stopped because I can't balance two characters at all. And like, normally I usually only balance two, and one of them is always like an alchemist, because it's so like, and my main's Jacine Enchanter, so like I always needed that tiny little circle of getting ready for raiding, and so I always would at least minimally maintain the two, but that was it, and now I just kind of can't even keep up and do that.
Yep. Oh yeah, I certainly see that. I mean, I started tanking from one of my groups that I run, and it was impressive. Now that I'm like, okay, well, I have to do this for my paladin, and I really gung-ho to just get that raid character raid ready, and I think I got it raid ready for Nighthold in like 2 weeks with some help of my guildies, which was really wonderful after I hit 110. So, but of course, all that time spent, I was mentally thinking the whole time of, oh, well, I'm not spending that time on my mage, and I could definitely see that, you know, I was getting two artifact traits a week, and that slowed down to maybe one, and now that I'm putting all my time into my paladin, and I'm getting about 1.5. I'm almost to 54 on my frost artifact, and it just feels like this grind, and I'm like, I'm almost done. But then I sit there and know that I still have honor levels to gain for the mounts and for the next artifact appearance, and it's just, when I sit back and think, there's so much to do, and when I'm not doing it, I'm just it feels bad almost, like,
and it's overwhelming, and it's such a weird change from like, I've got too much to do, like you're trying to drink from a fire hose, where in the past the burnout has just come from tedium of mm-hmm. you know, farming stuff into the ground, and long past you have any relevance of continuing to do it just for the sake of like maintaining a raid group, because I know some people do that. Like, they'll raid stuff that they don't need just because it, that, like a bowling league or something, that scheduled time that if you keep doing it, people are going to continue to do it until there's more stuff to do, because if you stop, not everybody's going to come back.
Oh, that happened to me a couple times. We took a break from raiding, and then the next year came out and nobody came back. And then, you know, we took a break from raiding at the end of an expansion and nobody came back. And actually it happened 3 times. You know, people took a break from raiding and only half the group came back at most. And I'm like, well, this is it. And we either went our separate ways or we tried to recruit. And it's just, it's incredibly tough to constantly do that. And, yeah. You know, before when it was just lack of content, it was one thing, but now it's like I'm seeing people step away, and even on our casual groups, like the group that we raid one night a week, people are stepping away from that because they feel like there's too much to do. They want to play other games. They want to do other stuff. And if they keep their WoW sub, they feel like they need to keep pushing because there is this, you know, seemingly endless grind.
Yeah, and it doesn't even actually have to be grinding one thing specifically. It's just even like the overwhelming display of choice, like it's just too much, because I've seen that on Reddit a few times lately, because I've started to kind of frequent there once in a while just to see what the perspectives are, and there's a post every single day, every few hours, like, I've never played WoW before, or I haven't played WoW in 8 years and I'm so overwhelmed and lost, please help. And I can't even imagine like what they're coming into. And at the same time, like, Legion's the best that it's ever been, but it's also almost terrifyingly overwhelming.
I think it's the best it's ever been. It's the worst, and it's the worst it's ever been. And to have this constant, like, it's not that the game is saying you must be online all the time and play. It's that there is this mental feeling with so much constantly being able to do that you're like, well, I need to do this and I need to do that, or I should do that, not that you necessarily need to. And, you know, at one point we had the Isle of Thunder, and that was cool, and that kept you busy for a couple of months, and then there was this kind of like pause, and then you could slow down, you could hop on just for raid if you wanted to do, or do your own thing. Where now it's like there's constantly something going on, and it's great for people that really focus in on one section of the game, because then they put the blinders on and ignore the rest of it. But for those that are, you know, trying out the new things, like, or trying to, or that do multiple things, it's just a constant overwhelming feeling. You know, people talked about this at the beginning of Mists of Pandaria with all the dailies. There were, what, 4 daily quest hubs that you were constantly doing every single day. And it, you know, I remember people that were doing it, spending 3 or 4 hours a day just doing daily quests.
And yep, I did it. I don't think it took me that long, but like, I would do all the dailies for all the factions because I needed to unlock all the things, you know, for patterns or for missing gear pieces. Yeah. A lot of people complained about it, but I liked it, because it felt like I had the Argent Tournament dailies back, which I did those on 3 different tunes every single day for 1.5 years.
Wow.
Because it was just kind of how I unwound every night. And I know that wasn't mentally healthy or the norm of any kind, but it was what I did and I enjoyed it and it was okay. And then the lifting of the daily cap was like, yay, I can do all the things. I don't have to pick and choose which ones I'm going to finish today. But the rush to get them all done. And then, like, once I was finished, then I only had to do the ones that I continued to, like, to do, sort of thing. Or if there was something that I needed a currency for.
Well, that's the thing, is as soon as you finished that grind, even if you just blitzed it out at the beginning, because people are going to do that. It's just the nature of the beast. Or the people that got to the certain point and then, you know, as they unlocked it periodically, what was it, Isle of Thunder, where you could only do so much every week. So even if you did all the dailies every day, you still would hit a wall at some point. So people would do, you know, dailies for 3 days and then they'd hit that wall and then they'd wait for the next week and then they'd do that and hit that wall. But the fact is there was a stopping point, and so people could either choose to do it in the first 3 days, or, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Monday, Tuesday, and then Saturday or something like that, to allow them to have, you know, pick and choose their times that they wanted to do it, where you don't see that there's no wall. There's no, not even an artificial wall that says, okay, you can only reach this point at this point, and then this point at this point. And it's just more of this unendless, well, do it at your leisure, but that's, I guess, almost dangerous with how much people really push. And it's not everybody, but it's definitely that mentality that it's always there. It's almost draining. Oh, I have to do that. And nobody wants to feel like that.
Yeah, I don't want to feel that. It takes the joy out of it when suddenly the obligation, it's the motivating factors are different. It's I was watching this old GDC talk the other day about player motivation, like, how do you, there were circles of interest regarding, like, how you got people into the game versus how you kept them playing. And that's kind of thing, is like, people are getting into it and there's tons to offer for Legion, but the things that are motivating people to keep going are kind of at unhealthy levels, because you can't feel finished. But sometimes I'm okay with that because that means there's always something for me to do, and I'm not going to hit a flat point of just continuing to do the thing because I wanted something to do. I do like that incremental progress from like the artifact weapons, but at the same time, I don't even really know how to put my finger on it, other than, you know, that's kind of what I do every day, is like come home and I log into WoW and go fix dinner and sit down and do a couple of things and then go walk the dog and sit back down and do a couple of things, and it's a routine, but I don't always know what to do while I'm in there doing the routiney thing, if that makes sense.
I think what I found to be the best pacing was in the first half of Mists of Pandaria, where you had, what was it, 5.0? I'm trying to remember what expansion that was. 5?
Yes.
Yes. So you had 5.0, you had all the content, and then that lasted, I think, about 2 months. And people were working through it, but by the first month, most people were done. And then the quote-unquote stragglers kind of dallied along into the second month. And then the first story patch came out. And while it wasn't a new raid, it was story stuff, so people kind of kept working on it. And that was another month long. And then, you know, another... don't quote me on these time frames, because I want to say that they were completely different. But the idea was that there were cuts of content that constantly came out in incremental and measurable points. And it wasn't just a raid here and a raid there and a raid there and a raid there. It was, you know, story stuff or a scenario or a group of scenarios to extend the story to keep people interested. And, you know, you had quest hubs and things to keep people interested in the game, but it wasn't this unending grind. You couldn't just constantly push forward and do all the content as quickly as you could. So devs felt like they had to put out more content faster so that you could constantly chew it up and never stop. But you had those moments where I had 3 weeks of, well, I can just do a couple things here and I can go play Mass Effect for a while, or, and then the new stuff came out, and then, you know, I did that for a while, and then I had 3 or 4 weeks to, you know, do a little bit of raid, and then I could go play, you know, Final Fantasy for a while. And having that break was what kept me constantly going. I never felt overwhelmed. I had 3 alts that I was maintaining that whole time. Or, sorry, 2 alts, 3 characters that I was maintaining that whole time. Never felt overwhelmed. Never felt like I was falling behind on one because I was doing things on another. And every single time that content came out, there was stuff to do. And then there was a little bit of a lull to kind of catch my breath, which you're not seeing here. It's just, and while the story's not progression in Legion, it's that constant feeling that you're doing something, you're working towards something. And especially with this first tier being Emerald Nightmare, a Trial of Valor, and Nighthold, and it just feels...
We're looking at 20 bosses. That's huge. That's like end level, end of expansion type amount of, you know, raiding. And yeah, it was spaced out, but it still felt a little rushed. And I think that's really kind of a pattern for Blizzard to do at the beginning of an expansion for WoW, is push content a little too quickly. And I say that because even though the pacing for Mists was really, really good, I think it was the best that it ever was, with the exception of Siege of Orgrimmar ran on too long. But I think there could have been, you know, 3 months of Siege chopped off if they had spaced the earlier content a little bit better, because like I was still raiding Heroic at the time because, you know, Mythic wasn't a thing, but we never finished the final boss of Mogushan Vaults. Was it the Vaults? Because it was split in, because there was...
There was Vaults, there was Terrace of the Endless Spring, and then there was the Manted one, which I cannot remember.
Yeah, I can't remember it either. I don't know why. I remember the bosses in there, and they were fun. But before Throne of Thunder came out, we never finished like all of the final bosses in there. Like, we had to wait until we were kind of in a lulling spot in Throne and had a bunch more gear before we went back and finished it. And I think then I ended up pugging it all to get it done because the guild wasn't interested in going back and doing irrelevant, quote-quote, non-impactful content because the gear wasn't an upgrade for anybody unless we went to go kill, like, Galakras because there was a good trinket off of him or something for our new tank. And that was the end of it. Like, we did the very bare minimum if it wasn't just, like, the main most recent raid because that was where the biggest upgrades were for everybody. And it kind of sucked because it's like, ah, man, I wish they would have waited a month longer here or a month longer there before coming out with the raid. And then I switched guilds for Throne of Thunder and, you know, I got my Heroic and my Rodden the night before Siege of Orgrimmar came out. So, like, it was just by a hair. So I think the pacing was kind of okay. And I'm super casual, like, maybe world 1,000 or 500 or something like that, depending on, you know, what it was that we killed. But, you know, really, really middle of the road kind of raiding. And so I always kind of wanted a little more time.
I can see that. Like, it definitely was some of the shorter tiers. There was a graphic I was looking at. Mists of Pandaria had some of the shorter raid cycles. And it wasn't necessarily a bad thing. Like, I felt like I never finished a single tier, but I did feel like I had accomplished enough that I was okay going forward. Again, I wasn't really raiding hardcore progressive at that progression at that point, or even middle core progression. I was just, you know, we raided two nights a week and did our thing. But I can definitely see where an extra month here and there would have definitely, it would have slowed down the pacing around more. I don't think it would have caused any, you know, lack of content time or people getting bored in our raid group. And so, you know, I definitely think your idea was right. But you don't want to err on the side of Warlords of Draenor. And there's two sides of Warlords of why it was so frustrating and awful. But the one side with raiding was that you had essentially one raid. You know, you essentially had two raid tiers, but with everything so split up, it
didn't even feel back. It felt like one and a half even. I don't know. And again, that's another one that I took issue with pacing because we didn't kill Margok on Mythic before Blackrock Foundry came out. Like, we were really close, but as the second the Blackrock dropped, we immediately jumped into Mythic Blackrock. Like, we only went back to Heroic to pick up a couple of pieces of gear because we were wiping on the Mythic. So it was like, oh, let's go kill a couple of the front end of the Heroic and then go back to the Mythic and bounce back and forth. Like, we were just doing just enough to keep pushing until we hit kind of a wall of just sheer raw output. But it sucked because I never, like, I still don't think I've gone back to kill that one, even, you know, trying to pug or solo it or however many people it takes to do Mythic Warlords content. And it would have helped little with the drought that ended up being Hellfire Citadel. And that's not even taking into account the fact that, like, Warlords is so weird in terms of content just because it feels like they're like, oh, we might do two, we might do three raid tiers, we don't know, well, we're just going to do two. It just feels like they kind of dropped everything and cut everything, you know, that wasn't very bare bones for Warlords to kind of pick up and throw everything into this just well-oiled machine that ended up becoming Legion, but it hurt a lot at the time. And certainly, I don't know if it was necessarily worth it, because I think a lot of, I know big systems changes come with expansions, and that's totally understandable, but, like, was none of this really on the table for Warlords to kind of, like, milk out the end of the expansion for something? Just a breadcrumb?
Well, they had talked about for world quests being a thing for Warlords of Draenor, and they just never happened. And it was just kind of one of those things of, oh, well, that was supposed to happen, and that was supposed to happen. And it just never came to fruition. And I I don't know why.
Yeah, I feel like maybe the bonus objectives was kind of like maybe the early steps into that. But then they just, you know, didn't iterate on it until Legion.
After you got to max level, the bonus objectives were, you know, they happened once and they were done. Yep. Whereas they kept talking about like the active events, kind of like in Final Fantasy 14, the Fates, where you kind of happen across it, you do the event, and then you continue on your way, and then, you know, you'll come across another one, and, you know, you may look for one that might drop the right quest item that you're looking for, and you may try and keep looking for that one specifically and to get it, but...
Yeah, it was something similar in Rift as well, which was... Yeah, the Rift systems was awesome, especially because you had lures for certain things that you were looking for, and crafting lures were kind of the best thing ever, but I like crafting, and it doesn't necessarily pertain to just crafting in WoW. Like, oh, I loved crafting in Rift. It was so much fun.
Crafting, as you bring that up, I mean, that was another thing that went from, you know, Mists of Pandaria, you worked on your stuff, you had your items, and then, like most expansions, after you got that, you kind of leveled it off, and you did what you needed, and it was... By the end of it, it was probably mostly irrelevant. You could craft a few new items here and there, like, again, in, like, other expansions as new raid drops new patterns, but they kind of became bland. And Warlords, with everything being done in the garrison, they were non-existent. Nobody cared about the professions because, especially...
There was too much autonomy. Like, it obliterated the market because nobody... You didn't need each other to make things. And right. While that was really cool, it was also really dull. And it's one of those things that, like, I think they hit it on the head with Mists for that, because you had your tiny little farm, but you could only get a very small amount of stuff from it, so you still ended up having to, you know, reach out into the market to make exchanges with people to do things, even if it was just for, like, gems or mounts. Like, everybody and their mom had the engineering herb rocket thing. Yeah, the golem. I couldn't remember the name of it, but yeah, like, it was still something that you, and it was cheap. Like, those things were super cheap, but it was cool because there was always somebody ready to make them. Mm-hmm. Even though and that required materials that were soul bound, and it was still doable, so it wasn't as weird as like the gems in Draenor. Like, I still have like 4,000 of the garrison gems that I have nothing to do with them. Like, I've debated just deleting them because they're still soul bound, but I don't have any, I don't have anything I can burn them on.
Yeah. And, you know, as we got into Legion here, there is so much that you have to, I would say it would be much easier if you could, you know, go through and buy the patterns and the rank upgrades, or you could farm one thing to do it, but like a random drop in a raid boss is not fun. Waiting for the correct world quest to spawn is not fun.
Yeah, like, it's okay for a pattern or two per profession, like,
but not every single one.
Not every single one, yeah. Like, just having that time and randomness gated, and it's like, what if it's one of those world quests that, you know, spawns at 11 o'clock at night and it disappears before you get home from work the next day? Like, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Especially if you can see it on the mobile app and know that it's there and you can do absolutely nothing about it. Like, that sucks. It's just lame. My precious. It really does.
It's just kind of, I don't know, they made it almost too interactive, too interesting. And again, and it ended up being more, as with most things in Legion, RNG dependent. And RNG is fun for a little bit, and then it gets incredibly frustrating. And we've seen that with Nomi, we've seen that with Legendaries, we've seen that with the gearing with all the Warforged, Titanforge, we've seen that with how relics have been, at least in my experience, is very, very hard to come by. And so, you know, some people who get lucky, some of my raid groups, their artifacts are item level 9, 9, 12, 9, 15. Mine is still 895 because I just haven't had relics drop for me or the right relics drop in our group. And it's just almost amusing to see how everything is RNG and it's not in the fun way. Like,
yeah, it's really frustrating. Like, I know I got my relics a couple weeks ago and I don't want to like brush those aside, but those were my weakest pieces of gear. You know, and most of my other stuff was in the 880s, except for my relics, and I went up 30 points for the three of them across the board from getting those three new relics, and it, you know, makes me feel more effective than it was to get an extra 5 item levels on a belt or bracers or something, because the relics are so integral to everything that we do, along with the weapons and everything. And so, yeah, it's... I like it to a degree, but it's just, oh, you like RNG? Well, here's some more, and here's some more, and here's some more, and here's some more, and am I playing Diablo, or am I playing World of Warcraft?
Well, at least in Diablo, it just rains legendaries onto you, so you can actually pick and choose what you want.
Right, and that's another problem, is that they're still sparse. Like, everything is still sparse. Like, the RNG would be okay if you could overcome it by effort.
Or just sheer volume. And the idea is just constantly get gear from random things, and you constantly get legendaries that roll differently, you know. It's just the fact Diablo works because it just literally rains items onto you, and then you can pick and choose what's good from you. Because the RNG is diminished by constantly getting something. Whereas, you know, if I only get one or two items a week from raid, you know, what are the chances that it's actually something good for me? Well, not a whole lot anymore, especially with the Warforged, Titanforged system. It's more common that I just get some item that is a downgrade or a side grade or not even an upgrade because, you know, I happened across a Titanforged item from Emerald Nightmare that I'm still using because that's how the RNG works.
Yeah. That happened to me with a neck piece that I got like 2 weeks in to Legion. It was a like 775 with a socket. And it was almost impossible to replace. I did finally replace it because I got lucky in my mythic cache, but like that was the longest piece that I had had, and I was always, and it wasn't even like itemized well, like it wasn't good stats. It was like heavy on versatility and I think mastery or something like that, or haste, I don't know. So like the only thing that made it super good was the socket, so I could go throw crit or intel into it and roll that way. Because I had no hopes of, you know, randoming out of world quests a better item, because it just probably wasn't going to happen, because the probability for the Titan Forging and the War Forging is still relatively low, even though we do see them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But also, one thing I did want to mention regarding legendaries in Diablo is that gear didn't always rain from the skies in that game. Like Diablo 3 first iteration, legendaries and relics were a lot more rare, and then when they did, and granted there were lots of issues with that game to begin with, and a lot of that was resolved with Reaper of Souls, originally the gear was still kind of on the rare side, and then they did a weekend event of like, we're gonna double the drop rate in all the legendaries and this will be a really cool fun weekend thing, and everybody loved it. They loved it so much they just kept it that way, and it's still that way. So if it wasn't for that excitement of like, yay, I got a bad one, but it doesn't matter because I've got 10 more in my bag and one of those is going to be better than this one, you can't do that in WoW, and so it's discouraging.
Certainly, and I guess that adds to me the biggest part of the burnout is that, you know, I can't know that I'm going to get a decent piece of gear, and I can't know that I'm going to, you know, progress a little bit, you know, enough. I can't know that I'm going to progress enough. Not that it's more or less or something, but what I feel I need to do on my artifact, and, you know, maybe
it's the only thing that you can brute force, is you can always brute force the AP, but you can't brute force gear. Not really.
No. And even brute forcing an AP, it just gets to a point where it gets tedious, boring, frustrating. Yeah. And sure, I'm gaining progress and everything like that, but it's not fun. It feels more like a chore, and I just kind of want to, you know, as I said, people from the mythic raiding guilds down to the, you know, not even completing normal modes are getting frustrated by it. And I've seen people quit just because of, hey, you know, this isn't fun anymore. And while they'll probably be back, I cringe at them coming back and being so far behind with at the way that Legion's progressing. Imagine coming back in like 3 months when 7.2 is out, people at Artifact Knowledge 40 and trait, you know, 53 or whatever it is at that point, and being now at 30, only being like 34 or something like that, and just saying, oh, how am I ever going to catch up to you?
Yeah, or, I don't,
you know,
think
even be worthwhile compared to the next person who's been playing the whole time.
Yeah, and I really don't think the Artifact Knowledge is going to, and maybe it will be different. I haven't looked at the numbers because they keep changing, and I probably won't until it actually drops. If it rolls out the same way that the Artifact Knowledge did this time, now granted, I know the cost for the Infinite Trait are intended to be grind prohibitive, unlike they were for 715. But I still don't think the Artifact Knowledge is going to be enough for someone to feel caught up. Because even though the Artifact Knowledge is nice for an alt right now, like one that I just hit 110 on, and it takes me a little over a week to go from rank 20 to 25, I'm still 15 to 20 points behind on the relic overall. And because of the way that the Infinite Trait works right now, because it is a hard, flat, 100% uptime full buff, that ends up being 10% damage. That's not insignificant in any way. And so you are kind of hard locked into your one main character unless you happen to have just rerolled at the right time. And it's something that some of my guildies were actually talking about last night, is there's one guy that was playing a DK and then he rerolled to his paladin, but he did it at like the right sweet spot that he's as much progress on his paladin as people that were playing the same character the whole time. But he's like the only one in the guild that's like that. Everybody else, they have functionable alts, but they're still significantly less powerful than their mains. Mm-hmm. And it's just not a gap that they can close right now, especially because a lot of them, you know, ground out to the 54 traits in like the first week before Nighthold. So their burnout is extra high.
Super
and their
high.
Their bag of cares is extra empty.
Especially with PTR mythic testing going out, it's just, again, it's that constant stream of content, and people are starting getting wary. People are getting frustrated. People are getting, you know, upset, and they're just, a lot of them are walking away. A lot of them are stepping back enough that I can see them leaving shortly, and it just makes me wary. You know, Warlords was this constant, this huge influx of people and this huge, you know, exodus of people. And while Legion was this huge influx of people, and it's probably still high, I think there's going to be a point where it's going to be shortly followed by a huge exodus, because at some point people are going to choose between WoW and everything else that they want to do. And when they step away, they're probably going to be, oh, this is much better.
And yeah, I feel like the step away may be longer, because it's like, oh, well, I walked away and I know how hard that grind was. I don't know if I want to come back until it changes. So they may wait out, not just till the next patch or tier, but wait until the next expansion, because at some point, you know, weighing the cost of coming back or feeling constantly left behind is just too prohibitive.
And it's, you know, it used to be where you could, you know, come back and just get geared up or work through the stuff to get there. As you say, that doesn't exist anymore. You have to work on your weapon and get that all up. And if that continues going on, and Blizzard keeps thinking that this is the right idea, and personally, I hope not, but it might cause people to walk away. And, you know, that people that want to keep playing World of Warcraft that really like the game and love the social atmosphere, at some point, something's going to give. And, you know, burnout is a thing. Everybody burns out at their own pace. And I think the idea is managing that. How can you keep yourself interested while not overextending? How can you keep yourself going on without just getting, I guess, bored or frustrated or, you know, any number of things that people can feel about World of Warcraft. And it's hard because, again, it means so much to everybody else. And I remember one of the devs saying that everybody is a minority in this game. And we really are, with so many options to choose. Everybody has their own story about why they continue to play or why they, you know, have stepped away from playing. And so that's up to the individual. But I think, you know, from us, the best thing that we can do is, you know, kind of give that feedback, what we like, what we don't like, while being reasonable, and see where we go from there.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all we can do is, I know it's something that they constantly beg for on the forums and on Twitter is, you know, to give constructive feedback and not just be like, AP grind sucks, and be more like, AP grind doesn't feel good because I feel exhausted by the compulsion to feel complete, to finish, because that's how I've played this game for 12 years, is I'm used to hitting a point where I can stop, I can relax, I can go play an alt, I can go play another game, and still nurture that love that I have for the game and not make it feel like a chore, not feel resentment. And that's, we've been treated a certain way so long, it's hard to kind of slowly mold our mindset to work with the philosophies that they're trying to drive the game to. And I'm sure it is to cultivate the longevity, because it's one of those things where the game is so old, but they try to keep it new and keep it interesting and keep it refreshing, and also not sever the ties with those long-term, heavily committed players. Like, in reality, that's, like, for me, the longest relationship I've had is with WoW. You know, I mean, it's one constant in my life throughout my 20s, and I know it's been that even longer for other people, so it's something that everybody wants to reconcile. And sure. So it's not easy to walk away from. So I think that about gives it up for tonight. You guys can find us at Arcane Analysis on Twitter, and you can shoot us an email at arcana@blizzpro.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.